And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
For you.
And the child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
took it or stole it.
And a game that children play for one child to be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree you can touch and be safe?
Base.
And in football, you run toward the
goalpost.
And she'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote me one.
And tomorrow I'll
write him again.
And you say, I wrote him, and it was time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and you take out your pen, and
you address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that? Did you ever give back the letter?
No.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child learned something new, like learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who.
Who taught you that?
And you say, sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little bit.
Who showed you how?
Huh?
Who showed you how? Who taught you that, or who showed you how?
Did you ever say who learned you?
Who learned you that? No, mother probably would. I wouldn't say she used it all the time, but she probably would.
And you say, sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but bad luck comes all.
All the time?
Or comes suddenly, you say it comes all.
All at once.
And you got 20 bushels to the acre last year, and this year you got 40. This year's crop was exactly what is good.
Twice as good.
And you'd say, today is Saturday, so Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, he came here.
The week before.
We're talking about Sunday. He came here.
The Sunday before.
Okay. And someone's going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that. He's going to leave here.
He's going to leave next Sunday?
Not next Sunday. A week.
A week from Sunday.
Did you ever say Sunday week?
No, it'd be a week from Sunday.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed.
From the 1st to the 15th, he stayed the first half of the month.
Okay. And now if you start counting to 15 slower.
Just count?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
It's 20.
And 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
Huh?
70.
And 99?
100.
And 999?
100. That's what it'd be. 99, 100.
999 is 1,000. And 10 times 100,000 is 1
million.
Okay.
See, I can't even multiply in my head.
If you had some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line would be the
first one in line.
And behind him would be
the second person.
Keep going.
Second person in line, third person in line. Keep going. Fourth person in line, fifth person in line, sixth person in line, seventh person in line, eighth person in line, ninth person in line, tenth person in line.
Okay. And now would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sunday.
Do you use that?
No.
What do you think of it? How do you hear
it's
that?
It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. You might hear it sometime in church, but not very much in Catholic Church. I associate with Protestant more than Catholic.
They talk about
the Sabbath.